Time for the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Reminder, we just had another episode of The Musers, the podcast, that comes out, what's today?
Comes out tomorrow.
Comes out tomorrow morning. So
Wednesday.
Make sure you go to where your podcast, you get your podcast, and go ahead and follow The Musers, the podcast. And it'll drop automatically onto you, onto your nose and ride your face. Okay, Chuck E. Cheese is a place that we've all been. We've all been.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've been, Junes. Have you had to go through the swim through Chuck E. Cheese? I can't believe you got to this age.
I don't think I've ever been to a Chuck E. Cheese in my life.
Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you go check it out.
That's what you got to do to surprise the little one. Take her there, and she's going to have a great time.
She'll okay. Could be scared or scarred by a 6-foot rat, but.
Yeah, it's almost like the Chuck E. Cheese is a good idea if you just get her away from the Chuck E. Cheese part. I mean, the miniature Dave and Buster's concept is great for a kid. You got a bunch of rides and games the kids can play. That's great. But when I think mascots always kind of creep out and fascinate kids. It's that dichotomy that we experience with most of life, isn't it?
Yes.
Sex is like that, too. Creeps us out and attracts us in some way. So this happened at in Florida, of course.
Mm. Wow.
The Tallahassee Police Department goes in and arrests Chuck E. Cheese. The actual person inside the costume. And there's photos of this out there that, of course, the story was shared. Because it's funny to see a 6-foot rat with his hands cuffed behind his back being led out to the police car out of his own establishment that his name's up on the outside of it. But, yeah, he had racked up the dude inside the costume. I don't even have his name here. Oh, Jermel J. Jones, JJJ. He was busted on debit card fraud.
So sorry. Someone, left their card there at that store.
Yeah.
So he just figured, meh, I'll go get some groceries.
If Chuck E. Cheese is behind you in the 15 items or fewer line at the grocery store, that's a little weird, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I'm going to ask for some identification.
And then when he pulls out
Chuck E. Cheese?
When he pulls out a credit card that says Veronica Maxwell or whatever on it, you're like, what? Makes sense. But the cops, were they wrong for not letting this guy switch out of that outfit before they cuffed him and took him to the squad car?
You don't want to see Chuck E. Cheese getting booked.
Well, what if he didn't have another outfit?
He's got to be wearing clothes up under that.
Yeah.
Does he?
That's not one of those.
I don't know.
He's pretty wheels off. He may have been naked under there.
That's not. I don't think any mascot is naked under their costume.
Well, no, I don't either. But this guy.
Can you imagine the swamp crotch and the Philly Fanatic outfit?
You think this guy's on top of things?
Yeah.
Okay. He's 35. He's working as Chucky, and he's stealing debit cards. How's he doing?
Well, when you put it all together like that, it may not sound so great. But maybe he was living his best life. He was probably, since it's an acting job, he may have been a community theater actor. Who was really, really into his art.
I don't think so.
Had done a lot of character analysis of Chuck E. Cheese. And
I think that guy is so beaten, not making much. So he thinks, I can cut down on my grocery bill this week. And
you just bring up community theater because that's your dream.
Right. That's not everybody's
dream.
Dude,
I've never been in community theater.
It's your dream, though, to be in it.
If it was my dream, I could have done it by now.
Could you have?
You keep confusing me with Ralph Strangis. His dream was community theater, and he did do it.
Yeah, that's true. But yours also is community theater, and you just haven't done it yet.
You know what? I would like to do. It is not my dream, first of all.
Okay, but we're getting somewhere.
But I'm going to stop talking.
No, go ahead. You would like
You're
to
a
do?
Horrible therapist because you caused me to clam up right when I was on the brink of disclosure. No, I think it would be kind of interesting to be in a play, but I'm too old for that now.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
There's people because older you would think than that, you that are in community theater.
Oh, I'm in for that.
Yeah, and you judge them, and I don't want to be judged
I don't either.
By you.
If that's what they want to do, that's great.
No, I'm saying, like, putting on a show or production, there's always, you know, energy to that and a sense of camaraderie with the people who's putting on the production. It would be interesting to be a part of that group for however long productions run, a week.
You tasted your dream just for a moment when you starred in Poydras.
Yeah, you finally got to perform that one.
That one had no camaraderie to it.
That you was were
a,
in it.
That was a panic production, which I didn't even talk to the other performers. That was the most confusing play ever. Y'all standing off to the side. Craig dressed in a military uniform. George dressed as a farmer. Watching this old pioneer woman yell Poydras.
You mean the greatest play ever?
So confusing.
The one-word play.
Then the weird film that all of a sudden starts at the end.
That was great.
Had really disturbing imagery in it of snakes coming out of people's mouths and Matt Lauer looking at you. Woody Allen in a bucket hat. And
that might have been the greatest thing this show has ever done.
Yeah. We need to bring that back.
Anyway, how did we get there
Poydras
from Chuck E. Cheese?
Because you want to be a community theater
No,
actor.
I don't.
You have this guy in community theater.
Well, have you guys ever been in a play? I mean, other than Poydras?
No.
I think when I was a kid, like a school play.
Yeah, I was in a school play. Seems like I had a pretty big role. HMS Pentafore?
See, and that's what triggered your love for community theater.
I remember, it's too nerve-wracking. I remember wanting to be on stage and starring in a play, but I didn't want anyone to look at me. I made the audience turn the other way while I did my performance. But we've all performed a lot. Do you guys get nervous going on stage?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Wow. I need some of your confidence.
It's called a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes to get
two cans of confidence.
He likes to get a
fine.
Little liquored up before any of our public speaking engagements.
You do. Yeah. And I was
just a little swing grease going.
It's so weird how that affects people because I always got so much worse when I was all liquored up on stage. I would get slurry. I wouldn't sing on pitch. I would. It was just a mess. It was horrible. And yet there were other musicians that I played with that they could be 10 sheets to the wind and they'd play just fine.
Yeah.
Never miss a beat. Anyway, Chuck E. Cheese arrested. And then also making news as we observe our world in the observation deck, Vogue, the magazine, is now using ads with AI models.
Wow. Okay.
So it's like, why hire a photographer and a model to have to go to some location and put the wardrobe on, and then we take pictures of it, and then we have to sort through the pictures, and the lighting's not right, and okay, we'll do this, and then look through, and then choose a few, and then send that to production. Let's just, here, AI, this is what we want. It gives it to us in 5 seconds there. We'll just print that. Yes. We're taking humans out of the loop. And it says on the advertisement, in the fine print, it says Seraphine Valora on AI. This image produced by Seraphine Valora on AI. And Seraphine Valora is an agency that creates AI-driven marketing campaigns and cinematic videos. And they do this for Vogue, Elle, and Harper's Bazaar, at least those, because those are listed on their website, but probably more. Any feelings on ads going to AI?
Since it's an ad, I don't care too much.
Right, no
big
deal. It
doesn't bother me.
No big deal. It's fine.
That's once again taking the place of humans, though.
but this is just so small. I mean, certainly there's no more slope that could possibly be below this. So
yeah, you're right.
This is fine.
Probably okay.
This is fine. And if a few web videos happen that are created by AI, that's kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, people mainly watch on the web now. So, I mean, I guess if you did it on TV, it's not that big a deal either. I mean, on TV, it's like if the ads are going to be AI, but they're still good, what's the harm?
It's definitely a slippery slope, but I don't think I'm caring about it anymore because there's no stopping it.
Right. We need to surrender.
We're too late.
Yes.
We're in the infancy of AI, but we're already too late to stop it.
We're already too late. We were already too late when we were born, basically, because humans are going to always seek the path of least resistance.
Yes.
And this is going to be nice and convenient. And due to efficiency and capitalism, we are going to take humans out of the loop when it comes to most jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And we will complain about it. And we will know it's a problem. And we will do nothing about it.
Right.
Welcome to humanity.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
It's fun. All right, there you go. A few observations.
George, you had something you wanted to promote?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of our podcast, I mentioned something on there about playing fiddle or violin. And tomorrow night, my band, the Bird Dogs, we're doing a Hill Country benefit at the Bartonville store, along with Jason Lovell of Buffalo Ruckus, Ace Creighton, Thieving Birds, Matt Boggs, Prophets and Outlaws. And all of the proceeds go to the Hill Country Relief Fund. We're doing it through the Pat Green Foundation. We actually had several families in the Argyle-Bartonville area who were directly affected by the tragedy of the floods in central Texas. And, of course, Pat Green, we consider him part of our ticket family and our Bird Dog and Bartonville store family. In fact, if you go and have any sort of meal or drink tomorrow at the Bartonville store, every dime they make tomorrow, they're putting it towards flood relief.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah. Really good. Tim House is one good dude.
So that's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow night. And I decided we're doing a Pat Green song, and I'm going to play fiddle. And I haven't played in a while.
Okay.
There you go.
Very good.
There you go. You're overcoming what you will reveal tomorrow on the podcast.
On the podcast that probably P1s haven't heard before, I don't think.
And what time does this kick off?
6:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow
nice.
Night at the Bartonville store.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.